define the track of this thing where the heavier bands of snow are going
to
be?
Not yet. We will just have to wait for that to start developing during the day tomorrow. Usually, in cases like this, that heavier band is about 50 miles wide, or sometimes it's broken up into two 20, 30-mile wide bands. And one of them almost always seems to go on up 287-17 into the Hudson Valley and swings around into western sections of Connecticut. That seems to be so commonplace in these storms, and that could happen again. But as we know from Nor'easter number 3, two bands developed across Long Island, western Long Island and also eastern Long Island. In between, just a couple inches of snow on either side of that, 10, 15, 18 inches of snow. So it is going to be just remarkable trying to see how this plays out during the day tomorrow. In the meantime, cloudy and breezy and cold, excuse me, with a wintry mix of snow, sleet, rain, all of it spreading north. Radar shows we're covered, but it's way too dry down here. It's not reaching the ground. And the low tonight between 26 and 32. Cloudy, becoming very windy for tomorrow. Steadier wintry precip changes over to all snow. It gets heavy at times, and then it stays close to 32 during the afternoon. That is very, very close to where we would be for the middle of winter. So 32 degrees, it's also a key as to how much snow is going to stick on the main roads and the city streets at that time, too. So we're looking at a general 6 to 12-inch snowfall for tomorrow as the current estimate. Lower east with some mixing, lower well inland away from the storm. But in general, I think a 6 to 12-inch snowfall that does not really end until tomorrow night. And keep in mind, those winds will be gusting 40, even close to 50 miles per hour. Power problems, that is foremost on my mind right now, too. 38, humidity 29%, northeast wind at 12. I'm Craig Allen in the WCBS weather.